Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. You could support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Very important episode. How do we stop this? People ask me all the time, Charlie, how do we bring down the temperature? Very simple, very easy, but people aren't willing. We talk about that this hour. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. And get involved with Turning Point today. If you're a student, start a Turning Point USA chapter today. If you are a young person, you got to get involved at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. As always, email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. People are wondering, how do we solve this? How do we lower the temperature? And even Donald Trump has come out and he said, we need to lower the temperature right now. It's getting too crazy. The temperature is not going to lower itself. The other side, they are foaming at the mouth, just almost with strange possession, wanting to remove anybody in the orbit of Donald Trump, the America First movement, whether it be Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, raiding Rudy Giuliani, raiding James O'Keefe. It is a full-out Soviet-style purge, KGB-style. Now, Republicans are quick to complain about it. Wow, this is terrible. This is really awful. Why are we letting this happen? Good question. Why are you letting this happen? People are kind of wondering, what's the kind of the game plan forward? How do we go about solving it? Well, let's first broaden this. This is not just about the Department of Justice going after Donald Trump. No, you see, Democrats, they know how to use power so appropriately, and they're not going to stop because of a bunch of Republican press releases. This is, look at all the different verticals they're using against Donald Trump. New York State civil inquiry, the Manhattan criminal case, the Georgia criminal inquiry, the Westchester County criminal investigation, the Washington, D.C. lawsuit, January 6th inquiry, and also the Department of Justice investigation. Let's focus on the Georgia, because that happened. It's still happening. It's unfolding. Georgia is supposed to be this Republican state. The Attorney General of Georgia is Chris Carr. Georgia. This is the New York Times. Mr. Trump is under scrutiny in Georgia, where Fannie T. Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney, is investigating whether the former president and other criminals criminally interfered at the 2020 election. Hold on. I want you to understand this. This is where Republicans need to start to understand, do we want to save the country or are we just going to give up? It's that simple. You have a county prosecutor investigating a former president. I want you to understand that. That's not just unprecedented. That's a joke. Absent Donald Trump going down to Fulton County and mailing out packages with bombs in them like Ted Kaczynski did or Eric Rudolph did in the Centennial Park bombing, a Fulton County prosecutor or district attorney should not be investigating a former president over a phone call. That is a joke. So here's the question. Why aren't Republican county attorneys investigating Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or Hunter Biden? You might say, well, Charlie, they don't have jurisdiction. That's not true. How about this one right here? According to Arkansas Times, we're going to talk a lot about Arkansas. I love Arkansas, by the way. But boy, you have some of the worst leaders in the country in Arkansas. Corrupt, dumb, arrogant, lazy. Woo! You have some of the worst leaders on the planet in Arkansas. Wonderful people. Terrible politicians. ArkansasTimes.com writes, Hunter Biden probe reaches into Arkansas, according to lawyer in paternity case. The New York Times reports today on the continuing investigation of Hunter Biden, the president's son. Key news today, he paid a federal tax bill, which might be a factor in which he could face any criminal consequences in an investigation that began during the Obama administration. So it's a federal investigation investigating Hunter Biden. They're doing that obviously in a way to try to remove Hunter Biden. But here's a question. Why is the Attorney General of Arkansas, what's her name? Leslie Rutledge, probably a nice person. She seems really sweet. Why does she not have an active criminal investigation into Hunter Biden? Now you might say, well, Charlie, that's not very fair. We don't do stuff like that. Well, they're only going to continue. They will audit you. They will try to bankrupt your business. They will go after your small business until they realize there is a price to this nonsense. Go read Machiavelli. Understand their Bible. Power can only be checked with power. I don't like talking like this. I wish we could have a big argument about it and a big debate. That America's over. So we have the Manhattan criminal case, but the Georgia one in particular is so interesting. Mr. Trump and associates had numerous interactions with Georgia officials after the election, in which he urged the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, to find 11,780 votes. And it continues onward from there. So here's a question. How many Republican attorney generals in Arizona or in Georgia or in any of these states, how many of them have subpoenaed or criminally investigating Mark Elias for concocting what has already been revealed in the Time magazine article as the shadow campaign that won the 2020 election? Is any Republican attorney general anywhere in the country doing that? Is any Republican attorney general criminally investigating the Center for Technology for Civic Life for coming into our elections? I'm not talking about civilly. I'm not talking about a lawsuit and all that. No, I'm talking about subpoenas. That's what they do to Donald Trump. So this is the argument the media makes with this. Just understand how dumb this is. So let's pretend half of this is true, which it isn't. Let's pretend that Donald Trump only surrounds himself with criminals. Let's just pretend that's true. Then the argument the media is making is that only Republicans commit crimes. That's the argument they're making. No, that's not true. Only Republicans get held accountable at the highest level of a threshold of a certain interpretation of the law. So people are coming up to me at the event, our Turning Point Action event. Charlie, how do we go about solving this? This is really scary. It's like, wow, you don't have the stomach for this moment, do you? They're not going to go away. This is the beginning. This is the coming attractions for what they're going to do. They find joy and delight in this. Letitia James in New York, this random woman in Georgia, Fonnie T. Willis, she's a Fulton County district attorney. How about you go worry about the looting and the murders in your district attorney, not investigating a former president? Now, again, this is the conservative movement gone wrong. Conservatives say, well, we can't stoop down to their level. What would Churchill say to that? You think Churchill was saying, well, you know, I understand that they're bombing London and, you know, the Blitzkrieg. We will send a strongly worded letter and wait to the next parliamentary election. You think Western civilization was built based on people sitting on their hands? The Manhattan criminal case, what we're seeing is at every level, state, local, federal, they are willing to use political power. I am not celebrating it. I am not even condoning it in the ideal. I'm saying, though, and this is the only path forward that no Republican commentator and no one on TV wants to say because they're afraid what Media Matters would say, is that there is no path towards peace or resolution or the temperature going down until the left realizes that they're going to get a slap metaphorically on their wrist if they continue this pattern of behavior. We control the Attorney General's office in Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Wyoming, and West Virginia. I want to know, oh, we have Virginia too. You're trying to tell me that Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have never committed crimes in Virginia that are worthy of investigation? No, but here's the problem is that every one of these people, RepublicanAGs.com, I know some of them. They're sweet people. They don't want to have to deal with the backlash. They don't want to be deemed as political. Meanwhile, you have Fonnie T. Willis, a Fulton County district attorney that's going to try to put Donald Trump in a Georgia prison. Rudy Giuliani was just subpoenaed. Lindsey Graham was subpoenaed. Yeah, that's going to be really helpful. Manhattan criminal case. At every level, they're investigating them. Are we investigating them anywhere? Or are we saying, let's wait for John Durham? Another decade of that waiting game. It's a joke. They will only intensify their radicalism and further destroy the country the more Republicans sit on their hands. I want your thoughts. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you think I'm talking too radical here? Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer and the Bible, or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who's one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun interactive quiz and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz, charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. Republicans are not serious about saving the country, period. Especially those that are in these positions of district attorneys or attorney general. So, for example, you got this prosecutor, Fannie T. Willis, or Fannie T. Willis, whatever, however you say her name. I'll just say Fannie. I mean no disrespect. Fannie? Okay. Fannie T. Willis, total activist, incredibly radical, of the Fulton County District Attorney's Office. So this is someone who is investigating a phone call that happened in Fulton County. This is such a manufactured, synthetic investigation. They are willing to use any type and level of political power they have to go after anybody on the right. Fannie Willis then goes in front of the judge, even though she has all of these biases, the judge acknowledged that the facts were right about all the different types of biases she has against conservatives. But then he said what was more relevant and harmful to the integrity of the grand jury investigation is the die was already cast on the other side of the political divide. Basically, we know how biased you are, but please continue investigating a former president. She has now puff pieces in the New York Times how a local prosecutor is taking on Donald Trump. They're really trying to make it into a whole David and Goliath thing. Can anyone tell me one active criminal investigation into BLM by Republican attorney generals, into any of the interstate organizations that were ballot trafficking, into Mark Elias and the Center for Technology for Civic Life, into the mules? Anybody? Is any Republican looking into mules? Bueller? How about any local attorney general looking into that? Because now that's the new precedent. The new precedent being set by this investigation in Georgia and New York is you're allowed to go after the most powerful people. How about a sheriff? Is there any sheriff in the country? Maybe there is. I don't know. I know there's some wonderful sheriffs. Are there any sheriffs that have sent subpoenas to Mark Elias? How about subpoenas to Mark Zuckerberg? Oh, we don't do that around here? No. Donald Trump, a former president and multi-billionaire, he's being deposed by the Attorney General of New York. He's being investigated by the Georgia Criminal Office. I want to be very clear. I'm not saying to do what they do. They make stuff up and they change the law. I'm saying these people are such naked criminals. All you have to do is investigate a little bit. That's it. You just have to ask one question. These people commit crimes all the time. They do it publicly. They brag about it. Why are Republicans so afraid of it? Well, we got a great email on that. Someone says, Republicans are afraid, freedom@charliekirk.com. Republicans are afraid of the backlash and being called names. That's exactly right. Of course they are. They're afraid of what will happen. The Democrats aren't afraid. I have a packet here. And again, the New York Times mean, we know what the New York Times is here. This is a whole packet right here of all the different investigations going into Donald Trump. They see Scott Perry's cell phone. They have Peter Navarro in leg irons. They indicted Roger Stone. They try to get him in prison. Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, Dinesh D'Souza. They go after the NRA. Let's just start with one that we can all agree with, okay? Is any Republican attorney general actively criminally investigating the funding of BLM? Anybody? Maybe there are. Maybe these attorney generals are doing all of this. Is any Republican attorney general actively investigating the illegal funding of the Center for Technology and Civic Life? Anybody? The new precedent is that it doesn't even have to be a state attorney general. Forget all 27 of those state attorney generals. Let's just put them aside. You can now be a county district attorney. So you're trying to tell me that there isn't one attorney general? I mean, one district attorney? No, so this is important. So Attorney General Rakita sues BLM amid investigation and use of donations. No. That's a civil lawsuit. I'm talking about raids and subpoenas. Civil lawsuits can be easily dismissed. That's in Indiana. Great. No, I'm talking about you think they're suing Donald Trump in Fulton County right now? You think they're suing in Manhattan? Okay. Attorney General Rakita, good for you. Great. Attorney General Todd Rakita filed a lawsuit against BLM's Global Foundation. The lawsuit stems from the investigation the AG launched in February. It's civil. It's a civil investigative demand. I was right. Exactly. I'm just doing this in the on air. It's not a criminal investigative demand because you can't look into BLM criminally. Charlie, when will it stop? People come up to you. Make it stop. How do you stop bullies? It doesn't really get more complicated than fourth grade. Do you ask them to stop? Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Look, let me tell you, the worldwide food crisis is making headlines again. Just recently, Business Insider said we're in a global food crisis that will wreak havoc on local economies and possibly trigger civil unrest. They also said food shortages have led to civil unrest in the past with deadly consequences. Remember, you are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's right, 9 meals away from anarchy. If not now to get prepared, then when? Well, it's time to get emergency food with preparewithkirk.com. Write that down. Go to it right now, preparewithkirk.com. You'll save $250 on a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. They've served millions of American families, and they're ready to help you. My Patriot Supply 3-month kit has enough meals for one person in a prolonged crisis with over 2,000 calories per day. Get one kit for each person in your family. There's no limit to how many you can order. Just make sure you have this food when you need it, which could be very soon. So get it today. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. Check it out. Preparewithkirk.com. Look, some of you are emailing me. You say, Charlie, this language makes me very uncomfortable. I don't think we should ever use the attorney general's office or the county district attorney to go after people on the left. We should never. So that's quite an amazing thing to say. We should never. So they could just be able to commit whatever crimes they want, no matter what they are. I thought justice is supposed to be blind and the equal application of justice. And so if that is true, so let's play this out. Let's pretend justice must be equal. Now, there's that beautiful picture, of course, of Lady Liberty with the scales of justice, blind to bias, right? She has a blindfold over her eyes, the scales of which to try and metaphorically embody a scale of equality and that it will always hopefully have some sort of evenness to it. So shouldn't there be just as many investigations into Democrat former presidents? So let me ask a question. Why is no Republican attorney general anywhere across the country investigating whether or not, I don't know, Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficked children in these states? That's just worth asking a question. Has Bill Clinton received a subpoena for that? No, that's a big fight. You see, no. Instead, again, he might be a nice person. I know nothing about him. I don't. But I'm just going to be honest. This is a joke. Chris Carr, the Attorney General of Georgia, has on the front page of the Attorney General of Georgia's office, he is investigating robocalls. Honestly, in a peacetime America, I would fully support this. I hate robocalls. But do you know what that's like? That's like saying on the Titanic, the bisque could use a little bit more seasoning. Yeah, the ship is going down. No, but the bisque needs a little bit more saffron. How many of the people that were in Epstein's orbit have been given subpoenas? And again, the media, they're so low IQ. They say, oh, well, Donald Trump was in. Okay, Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein hated each other. It's well documented. He kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago for being a perv. They screamed at each other and they never talked since. It's well known. Anyone in Palm Beach knows that story. People that don't live in Palm Beach that think they do see pictures of Trump and Epstein. They say they must have done things together. Yeah, how about you do Bill Clinton next, who actually won on Lolita Express down to the island? But that's a big fight. Republican attorney generals would much rather investigate anti-robocall litigation task force. Yeah, that'll show them. That'll get them. Meanwhile, the New York Times does a victory lap of all the different investigations. New York State civil inquiry, Manhattan criminal case, Georgia criminal inquiry. So you look at one state, as I've mentioned, Arkansas. You know what's really interesting about Arkansas? Is Arkansas could have active criminal investigations into the Clintons and the Bidens, but they don't. Arkansas has wonderful people. I have family in Arkansas. They love the country. They're just terrific. You have some of the worst leaders in the entire country, including, and this is quite a statement. I don't say this lightly. My least favorite Republican governor, I think he's number one. I really do. More so than Larry Hogan, more so than Charlie Baker, because he represents a deeply conservative state. And that is Asa Hutchinson. We've gone after Asa Hutchinson before on this program. But just, I want you to listen to this. This is your Republican Party. While they've hired 87,000 new IRS agents, are in the process of doing it, which, by the way, in the job description, you might have to kill. Oh, yeah, you might have to be able to kill. Republicans are saying, well, you know, well, we're going to go after robocalls. Yeah. What is Asa Hutchinson saying? This is a member of the Republican Party in the state of Arkansas. Play cut 28.
Well, the GOP is going to be the party of supporting law enforcement. Law enforcement includes the FBI. As United States Attorney, I work with the FBI, the DA, the federal law enforcement agencies. Those folks on the ground do extraordinarily heroic efforts to enforce our rule of law, which is fundamental to the Republican Party and to our democracy. Yes, we need to pull back on casting judgment on them. No doubt that they've higher ups and the FBI has made mistakes. They do it. We cannot say that whenever they went in and did that search that they were not doing their job as law enforcement.
We got to stop casting judgment on them. I don't know why they keep putting people in the trains, but, you know, we just got to trust the shock troops because, you know, they're good folks. It's a joke. You should resign immediately. Just go work for Walmart, okay? Stop this entire charade. We know that you would otherwise never be able to get a job. Could you? That's our Republican governor in Arkansas saying, well, you know, just so you know, we have to trust law enforcement. That, you know, the law enforcement's always correct. We're always on the side of police. The Federal Bureau of Investigation spent 270 man hours in Operation Crossdresser Hurricane, where they go into Melania's closet. They go into Melania's wardrobe. Meanwhile, Georgia criminal inquiry, Manhattan criminal case. Look, Asa Hutchinson might be a very nice person. Asa Hutchinson might have been a very good, I don't know, Baptist minister, okay, in eastern Arkansas. Asa Hutchinson, deep down, though, he just wants to get a job he knows he's deeply unqualified for. He wants to earn $300,000 to $400,000 a year as being a board member of Tyson Foods or of something in Bentonville. And he could be like, I was the governor of Arkansas. He's a coward. Resign. Get out. America will not be saved by people like Asa Hutchinson. He's not a fighter. He has no spine. He's also really dumb. Like, you could do a little bit better job of articulating it instead of just these one-liners. Well, we're going to be the side of law enforcement. Oh, really? After the FBI spied on Donald Trump, as if there isn't a divide between local police, by the way, and the FBI. We love local police. We're 100% behind local police. But you're now still defending the FBI, Asa Hutchinson, on CNN? The same Asa Hutchinson who defended the chemical castration of children and said, you're not conservative if you don't want 12-year-olds to be able to get puberty blockers. That's your Republican Party right there. That right there is the most, that is the perfect example. Now, again, some of these attorney generals, I'm sure, are nice people. I'm sure Leslie Rutledge is a nice person. I know nothing about her, okay, at all. But why does it take this program, and we're getting a lot of response here, freedom@charliekirk.com, to get people into gear to say, where are the active criminal investigations into the crimes we know Democrats have committed? I'm not saying we have to reach. They're right there in front of us. It's transparent. The criminal investigations into BLM, the criminal investigations into ballot trafficking, the criminal investigations into every level of the violation of the law. Leslie Rutledge tweets out, yes, today, it's a nice tweet, happy catfish month. Whether you buy it at the grocery store or catch a nice Arkansas catfish in your Paw Patrol pajamas, this month celebrate the national state as one of the largest producers of a southern delicacy. Again, super sweet woman, I'm sure. I'm not attacking her character. She's tweeting about catfish. So you got posting about robocalls on his website. And then Lisa Rutledge, who's tweeting about catfish. I mean, maybe that is an urgent issue for those of you in Arkansas, that catfish is at the top level of your concerns. I, by the way, catfish is a really, it's actually not very tasty, so I'm actually not going to say that. But if you like catching catfish, then, I mean, fishing is fun. It's great. Fine. So you have, the entire conservative movement is under a purge, a outright, deliberate, focused purge with 87,000 new IRS agents. And I know many of you feel the same way as me, and you say, Charlie, where are our leaders? The answer is they're articulating, they're tweeting about catfish and robocalls. Again, nice people, I'm sure. I'm sure they're pleasant and they're sweet. I don't know them personally. And I'm sure this will get back to them. They'll say, Charlie Kirk attacked me. No, I'm asking how many criminal investigations you have into the far left-wing organizations that have violated our laws, while Donald Trump has entire packets of investigations and he has to spend legal fees endlessly. I'm just asking a question. Does Arkansas have an active investigation into Hunter Biden or into Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton? Yes or no? Not the FBI office, not all of those things that we've been promised for years. Tucker Carlson is back from his break. Play cut 49.
Over the last 18 months, virtually every significant figure in the orbit around Donald Trump has been swept up by Merrick Garland's Department of Justice. Donald Trump's lawyers are the primary targets. Today, the DOJ subpoenaed Eric Hirschman. He represented Trump during the first impeachment. For years, the feds have been going after Giuliani's associates, including a man called George Dixon. Dixon was working on a documentary about Hunter Biden. Last year, the FBI raided his home in California. The feds also broke into Giuliani's own apartment, as well as his office in New York. Then the FBI targeted a Giuliani associate called Igor Fruman because he dug up evidence of misconduct by Joe Biden in Ukraine. They sent Fruman to prison. Then the FBI seized the phone of prominent conservative attorney Victoria Tenzing. She'd worked with Giuliani in 2020 to investigate election fraud. They raided her home. Today, the DOJ announced that Giuliani himself is a target of a federal investigation. Not long ago, more than a dozen federal agents swooped in for a pre-dawn raid on former Trump official Jeff Clark. They left him on the street in his underwear for maximum humiliation. Then they seized John Eastman's phone. Eastman was also a Trump attorney. He was approached by six agents at a restaurant in New Mexico while leaving dinner with his wife. Then the DOJ tried the same thing with Steve Bannon's lawyer, Bob Costello, trying to force him to surrender his privileged phone and email records. We could go on and on and on.
Every single person in Trump's orbit that is of significance is being criminally investigated by a state, local, county, or federal agency. Are we doing anything to make the left fear that when they commit crimes, that they might be held accountable? Why do we have the law if we don't enforce it against the left or against anybody? Why? It's not even a matter of an under prosecution. There's no prosecution at all. Peter Strzok is on Twitter right now saying that one of the passports Donald Trump might have had was a Russian passport. That is Peter Strzok on Twitter with his smirk. Lisa Page, James Comey, Andy McCabe. Bridget emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. They made an oath to their people and they did not uphold it. Stop saying they're nice people. Okay, I respect that feedback. I do. Here's why I'm doing that, is that I'm very careful to attack somebody's temperament or their character unless I know them intimately or it's Asa Hutchinson. That was a joke, by the way. I could just see it so transparently. I don't know anything about Leslie Rutledge except that she's not doing what she needs to do. Okay, she's tweeting about catfish. But I will say something, though. You can, it's okay not to be in the fight. You could be, just go be a county supervisor or run for school board. But if you're going to be an attorney general when Western civilization is going to be decided, then don't be in that office unless you're willing. Then you better fight. That's what I mean. You could be a very pleasant, nice person, but also be a coward. Nice cowards is what the Republican Party is largely filled of. Wow, it's such a sweet person. Great. Are they going to fight for us? You know, Tucker is so great. He picked quite a week to go off. Now, again, this is a little bit, let's just say, highly speculation and conspiracy here, but it's interesting. Tucker Carlson announces that he's going off for a week. The FBI gets the warrant and waits a couple days. It just so happens to be the week that Tucker's not on TV. I'm kidding, of course. I'm just saying, though, that it did feel as if we were missing kind of our field general, doesn't it? It felt as if we were missing our guy to call shots, that we wanted the guy to kind of come in and give us the monologue to take down the regime. I mean, Tucker's monologue yesterday was spectacular. It was phenomenal. But you got to kind of feel as if it's a little week late. Obviously, it was, and he was on a family vacation. It's so funny. I actually had an appointment at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Arizona time. I forgot Tucker was on vacation, and I texted my appointment, I'm going to be late, because I just wanted to see what Tucker would say. And then Will Cain was on, who actually did a fabulous job. He was amazing. It was just appointment viewing. Like, I have to see what Tucker was going to say. Connor emailed us. He said, he just put in our chat. He said, I immediately tuned into Tucker the next night after the raid, and then it realized it wasn't Tucker. But I thought Brian Kilmeade did wonderful. I thought the whole team, Tulsi Gabbard, I thought they all filled in beautifully. But there is no replacing Michael Jordan, and just there is no replacing Tucker. He's built for this moment right now. I'm going to go to another piece of tape here, asking this question about where are the Republicans, where is the action, and we'll put together a little bit of a game plan. Let's go to this one here. Play cut 46.
About the United States Constitution, not giving a damn that your words actually whip people up into such a frenzy that you actually are at the center of a fascist attempt to overthrow
not caring
the United
about your
States
followers.
Constitution and the United States government and want to overthrow a peaceful, legitimate election.
There's Joe Scarborough on TV saying that Donald Trump was behind a fascist attempt to overthrow the United States Constitution and the U.S. government. Now, why is it that MSNBC and the New York Times, why do they have to keep on saying this? Because it provides the oxygen and the groundwork for the grand jury to then act. You see, it's an equation. If the media focuses on something, it then gives the prosecutor something to lean on, to act on, to go against political opponents they don't like. Look, we got an email here. They said, Charlie, aren't you fearful that they're going to come after you and all this stuff? Of course. I mean, fearful is not the right word. We're aware, and you should be too. But do you think that you're going to get into this fight without some sort of cost, as if you're going to be immune to that? You have to make that decision. You see, where we're at in the country right now is people think they can have all the benefits of a civil society and yet none of the costs. She said, hi, Charlie. I'm really worried when I hear the U.S. government is going after conservative influencers. Are you concerned for yourself or your family? I'm worried for you and wondering what kind of proactive steps you're taking to protect yourself, if you can tell us. You're doing a great job, by the way. Holly, look, not committing crimes is a good first proactive step. Overpaying taxes and not taking deductions is another good proactive step. But also, here's the thing. Just be the same person in public that you are in private. That's the greatest thing I could tell people. Don't have some sort of shadow life or anything. Just be honest about your faults and be honest about who you are. For example, I have a patience problem. Not exactly a newsflash for people around here. That's okay. Everyone has things that they struggle with. But look, there's also a freeing sense to this, which is I would rather be able to look my wife in the eyes and be able to look in the mirror and say, at least I'm not a coward. At least I'm not one of these attorneys general who are doing whatever they're doing. At least I did something. And I want that for you. Now, for some of you, email me freedom@charliekirk.com. One right here, Charlie, I've given up. I'm moving to the hills. Whatever happens to America, I don't care. That's not me. It's not in my blood. It's not going to be, it wouldn't honor generations before. So look, just to kind of close out, what is the battle plan? It's very simple. We need to focus more attention on the district attorney races and pressuring them to be able to have the equal and opposite reaction of being able to enforce the law against criminals. It's that simple. Forget the FBI, forget the Department of Justice. An object in motion will stay in motion unless there's an equal and opposite reaction against it. The left will not stop. It is the laws of physics, period. The left will not stop unless they feel there's a price to their evil. And only Republican attorney generals and district attorneys can do that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.